Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
sit down for what we said.
Hey, man, Hosanna, Lord, we love you. Welcome to Saturday school. Instead of Sunday school, we have Saturday school. And our lit lesson for today, as we continue on in our lesson, we are covering fasting for breakthrough and deliverance and having an understanding more of what fasting is and how fasting brings breakthrough and deliverance in our lives for those that believe, being a believer, amen. So let us pray as we enter in. Make sure you have your Bibles, pen and paper so you can take any notes, amen, so that you can share with others and apply to your daily life. So, Father God, we thank you as we enter in today. We enter in by faith. We humble ourselves right now under your mighty hand in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask, Holy Spirit of the living God, that you have your way right now and lead us in this lesson, amen. Hallelujah. Allow the scripture to take root and manifest in us and every word that go forth in this lesson, amen, that we can apply it, hallelujah, to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to our sight. So, Lord, we ask for our divine revelation and knowledge right now and wisdom in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For your word says, if anyone lacks wisdom to ask, so we come asking for wisdom on today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, that you that have kept us, oh God, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are the way, you are the truth and the life, and we just want to say thank you. We come against every unteachable spirit on the line today, every hindering spirit, every spirit of distraction, spirit of frustration, procrastination, limitation, and stagnation. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive great and mighty, oh God, in the lesson today, your word, so that we can, hallelujah, live the life that you have called us to live, oh God, a life of fasting and praying and trusting you for all. Amen. Let your will be done. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Touch every heart and mind of those that's on the line today. Remove every clutter, oh God. Oh, Lord, help us, oh God, to keep our minds stayed on you right now, that you keep us in perfect peace, that we'll be able to receive, hallelujah, and apply today in the name of Jesus Christ and learn the way that you will have for us to go and to live. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, oh God, for your blessing and favor, oh God, that you allowed us to come this day at this set time to receive, that there be a pouring in, oh God. And we thank you and we love you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Welcome, everyone, to our Saturday school lessons. Again, if you're just now getting on with us or you're logged on to the website here at Blog Talk, we welcome you. God bless you. As we cover, we'll be in this lesson for a while here, probably over the next couple of months or so, because it's only once a week on Saturday that we'll be covering fasting for breakthrough and deliverance. So when it comes to a time for you to fast and pray, you will have an understanding of what you're doing and how to strategically pray during the time of fasting and praying and positioning yourself. Amen. It's all about positioning yourself so that you're able to fast. You want the strength of the Lord to carry you through, whether it's a 24-hour fast, a 3-day fast, or 21 days, 28, 30, or 40 days. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to start off in the book of Micah. And I'm coming out of the King James Version. Amen. The book of Micah, chapter 2, verse 13. The book of Micah, M-I-C-A-H, Micah, chapter 2, verse 13. And I'll try not to go too fast. You can write down the scripture, and that way you can go back to it, take any notes up under it. The Bible says in Micah, chapter 2, verse 13, the breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it, and their king shall pass before them and the Lord on the head of them. So there are some things, you all, in our lives that just can't stay around. If we are to walk victoriously and in covenant with God, we have gone too long and too soft with the enemy wreaking havoc in our lives. Fasting can release the breaker anointing. The prophet Micah prophesied the day of the breaker coming up before his people. We are living in the days of the breaker. Amen. We are living in the days of the breaker. The Lord is a breaker, everyone. The Lord is a breaker, church. Amen. He is able to break through any obstacle or opposition on behalf of his covenant people. There is a breaker anointing arising upon the church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We are seeing and experiencing more breakthroughs than ever before. Fasting will cause breakthroughs to continue in families, cities, nations, finances, church growth, salvation, healing, and deliverance. Amen. It will help believers to break through all opposition from the family. Hallelujah. From the enemy. It will help believers to break through all opposition from the enemy. I was thinking family from our families. But it will help believers to break through all opposition from the enemy. Hallelujah. Off us and off our families. Amen. Hallelujah. You all, there is some spirits, as I said earlier, some spirits operate in our lives that cannot be overcome without fasting. Some believers struggle with certain limitations that they cannot seem to break through. A revelation of fasting will change this and result in victories that will not ordinarily be obtained. A life of consistent fasting will cause many victories to manifest. Amen. God's will is that every believer live a life of victory with nothing being impossible to them. See, there are stubborn spirits that will only respond to fasting and prayer. You all, we're going to talk about the nature of such spirits here in our Saturday school lesson here today and throughout the lesson that we'll be going through during this time that we come together. We will focus on areas of demonic oppression or distress that can reach such a level in a person's life that they are not easily broken except through fasting and prayer. We all may deal with problems in life from time to time, and they may quickly pass over or get resolved. But the issues today are that I'm bringing up during this time of lesson are long-lasting, deeply entrenched issues from which you have been seeking breakthrough and have yet to find peace, victory, or hear a word from the Lord on it. So I'm going to be talking about these things like generational strongholds and tenaciously hold on to families and nations for years or waiting to hear from God on a certain issue or decision and heaven seems silent. Fasting will break these strongholds that stand in your way to receiving from the Lord. Amen. These strongholds include poverty, sickness, witchcraft, sexual impurity, pride, fear, confusion, and marital problems. Fasting will help you to overcome these strongholds and break free from your limitations. Amen. As a believer, deliverance and freedom are part of your salvation package. See, the enemy fights you from this freedom. This is why we are in a battle. He continues to steal from you what has already been claimed for you. Jesus gave you the authority to stop him from taking what God has already said is yours. Amen. Hallelujah. We must accompany your fasting, y'all. We must accompany our fasting with powerful prayer. If you're just fasting and not praying, you're just on a diet. So we must accompany our fasting with powerful prayer. There's little point to spiritual fasting without focus and intense prayer directed toward an issue or situation. Prayer is a powerful weapon for believers. I'm going to say it again, for believers, amen, for believers who have a hatred. You are a hatred for works of darkness, according to Psalm 139:21. Amen. Do you hate every false way? That is the question. Do you hate every false way? When you have the fear of the Lord, you will hate evil, and your righteous prayers will reflect it. Amen. Your righteous prayers will reflect it. If you look in the book of Proverbs, 8 and 13. We can read the scripture. Well, Proverbs, y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Proverbs 8 and 13. I'll give y'all a chance to get there. Proverbs 8 and 13. Proverbs 8 and 13. Hallelujah. Proverbs 8 and 13. Hallelujah. 8 and 13. I'll give you a minute to get there. Proverbs 8 and 13. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Proverbs 8:13, I'm on the New King James Version. It says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way, and the perverse mouth I hate. So this is in the book of Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So because you hate evil and love what is good, your warfare prayers will not only be for victory in your city, region, or nation, but they will also be targeted towards seeing breakthrough in your personal life. Your prayers can demolish strongholds. When you pray, you are enforcing the victory over Satan that was won at the cross. Amen. We are executing the judgments written against him through your prayers. You are reinforcing the fact that principalities and powers have been spoiled. Amen. Let's look at the book. Let's go to Colossians 2 and 15 of this afternoon. Colossians 2 and 15. And I'll give you a chance to get there so you can read it for yourself. Colossians 2 and 15. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15 reads, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Amen. That's Colossians 2 and 15. Amen. So this honor is given to all his saints. This is why it is so unfortunate that there are so many believers who struggle with prayer. Many say they don't know how to pray. Some have become discouraged in prayer. This is why there are still so many areas in their lives that are still under oppression of the enemy. The Lord taught me a long time ago the importance of praying the word to overcome spiritual resistance to the plan of God for my life. The Holy Spirit has helped me understand many scriptures and how to use them in prayer so that I can continue to walk in victory. Hallelujah. You all will see these prayers as we continue our lesson here on Saturday School, specifically placed in each area to help spark your own prayers in the area in which you need breakthrough. Amen. So when you base your prayers on the Word of God, it will inspire you to pray. Praying the Word of God will expand your ability to pray. It will stir up a spirit of prayer within you. We are told to pray with all kinds of prayers according to Ephesians 6 and 18. According to Ephesians 6 and 18, praying the word will cause you to pray many different kinds of prayers that you ordinarily would not have prayed. So this will help to break the limitations off your prayer life. Reading, studying, and meditating on the promises of God will motivate you to pray. God has given many great and precious promises, promises to help you, to save and deliver you from the hand of the enemy, and to heal you and prosper you. It is through faith-filled prayer that you inherit these covenant promises according to Hebrews 6 and 12. If you go over to Hebrews 6 and 12, amen, Hebrews 6 and 12, and read it for yourself here in Hebrews 6 and 12. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you time to get there. Hebrews 6 and 12. Amen. Hallelujah. Hebrews 6 and 12. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Hebrews 6 and 12 that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So prayer is also one of the ways we release the will of God upon the earth, everybody. We must study the word of God in order to know the will of God. This is why prayer and the word must be combined. Daniel was able to pray effectively because he knew the word of God concerning his people. You go over to the book of Daniel, hallelujah, the book of Daniel in chapter 9, the book of Daniel in Old Testament, the book of Daniel, and I'm just repeating so we all can get there. The book of Daniel, chapter 9, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. The book of Daniel, chapter 9, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, everyone. If you're just now getting into our Saturday school lesson, we're going over to the book of Daniel, chapter 9, as our lesson is focused on fasting for breakthrough and deliverance. And so we're going over to Daniel, chapter 9, verses 2 and 3, I believe. Daniel 9, verses 2 and 3. Yes, now, chapter 9, verse 2 and 3, the Bible says, in the first year of his reign, Daniel understood by the book the number of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. And verse 3 says, then I set my face toward the Lord God to make requests by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. So we see it in Daniel chapter 9, verse 2 to 3. So we should pray with understanding. Amen. We should pray with understanding. If we go with our 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15. Hallelujah. I'll slow down a little bit. I know there's quite a few scriptures today. But 1 Corinthians chapter 14, hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Chapter 14, verse 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15. Chapter 14, verse 15, 1 Corinthians. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15, what is the conclusion then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with understanding. So making sure that we're praying with understanding. Amen. Understanding the will of God will help us pray correctly. Amen. The word of God is the will of God. We're not to be unwise. We are to understand what the will of the Lord is. Amen. According to Ephesians 5 and 17. Your prayer also helps us walk perfectly and completely in all the will of God. So if you go to Ephesians 5 and 17, you can write this down. This is just for you to study and go back to, and Colossians 4 and 12. Colossians 4 and 12 and Ephesians 5 and 17. Amen. So, y'all, we are encouraged to call upon the Lord. He has promised to show us great and mighty things, according to Jeremiah 33 and 3. See, the Lord delights in our prayers. He delights in answering our prayers. Before we call, he will answer, according to Isaiah 65 and 24. So, the Lord's ears are open unto the prayers of the righteous. Hallelujah. In 1 Peter 3 and 12, we see this. If you write down the scriptures so you can go back to it, I'll repeat those scriptures again for you. Jeremiah 33 and 3, Isaiah 65 and 24, Peter 3 and 12. The Bible says, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man avails much. James 5 and 16. James 5 and 16. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17, we are told to pray without ceasing. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17, we are told to pray without ceasing. Our God hears prayer. All flesh shall come to him in prayer, according to Psalm 65 and 2. We have to come to him in prayer. All believers have similar challenges, you all, and all believers can overcome these challenges through prayer. God is not a respecter of person. According to Acts 10 and 34, we see it here. He is near to all who call upon him. Amen. And Psalms 145 and 19. Amen. The Lord will hear your supplication and will receive your prayers, according to Psalms 6 and 9. Amen, according to Psalm 6 and 9. Calling upon the Lord will bring salvation and deliverance from your enemies. And we can stand in the word in Psalms 18 and 3.
This has always been a key to deliverance. You can pray yourself out of any adverse situation. Amen. The Lord is your helper. God will not turn away your prayers, according to Psalm 66 and 20. Amen. God will not despise your prayers, according to Psalms 102 and 17. The prayers of the upright are God's delight, according to Proverbs 15 and 8. Amen. God has promised to make us joyful in the house of prayer. Amen. We said in the word of Isaiah 56 and 7. Amen. God's house is called a house of prayer for all nations. I believe we should not only pray, but also enjoy prayer. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Prayer should yield an abundance of miracles and rewards. Those who enjoy the results of prayer will enjoy an exciting life. David was a king who understood the place of prayer in victory. He had made victories over his enemies. He was mighty, hallelujah, he saw mighty deliverance through prayer. He prayed for the defeat of his enemies, and God answered him. We will have the same results over our spiritual enemies, amen? We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We must overcome principalities and powers with the armor of God. We must take the sword of the Spirit and pray with all prayer, according to Ephesians 6 and 12 through 18 verse, amen? If you write it down, it's Ephesians 6, 12 through 18, amen? The prayers of David ended with Psalm 72 and 20. He ended them by praying that the whole earth will be filled with God's glory. This is the end of prayer. We believe that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Amen? According to Habakkuk 2 and 14, this is our goal. We will continue to pray toward the fulfillment of this promise. We will see the growth of God's kingdom and the destruction of the powers of darkness through our prayers. Amen. Revival and glory are increasing. Amen. Our prayers are like gasoline to the fire. Our faithful prayers, coupled with times of periodic fasting, are keys to seeing miracles and breakthrough on a consistent basis. So whatever we ask in prayer, according to Matthew 21 and 22, whatever we ask in prayer, believing, we will receive. We must come believing. Amen. Even as we are praying in the month of October, we come believing before we pray. Amen. At this time, we're going to open up the lines for any questions or any comments that you may have. We receive them at this time. If you would press 1. We will receive your comments or questions at this time. If you have any questions or comments, now is the time to ask or to give those comments by pressing 1, and we'll open up your line. Amen. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you. Welcome. Go ahead.
I would just like to say I'm being blessed so much by this teaching. It's very rich, and we have to continue to pray. It's praying time now. This is time. This is
yes,
this
Lord.
Is the season, and now it's the point.
Amen. Yes, Lord, it is. We must pray. Oh my God, there's so much that's going on around us, and even in us, and in our home, and understanding. It's a time to fast and pray. Fast and pray. Prayer is so important for the believer. Amen. Thank you, Minister Warren. We thank God for you. God bless you. In your household and all that you have and all that you will have in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank Minister Lane Green for that comment. Amen. It's so important that we are praying as a people of God, believers. Amen. Hallelujah. Pray and expect God to do it. You're walking expectancy. Is there anyone that has any questions or comments at this time? We invite you now to ask your question or give a comment by pressing 1. If you're logged on to the website, you'll need to call in to ask your question at 845-277-9213. Again, the number is 845-277-9213. We thank God for you. So we want to pray right now. Pray, present, break the power of darkness over us and our family members as we continue to grow in our lessons. So let us pray. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name as we come humble ourselves before you, God. We ask that you move mighty, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, concerning us and our family members and all that's on the line today and all that purpose their hearts to be on the line today. Let the Assyrian be broken in our land right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Isaiah 14:25. Break in pieces the gates of brass and cut the bones of iron, according to Isaiah 45:2. Amen. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, Lord, break every yoke from our neck, oh God. Hallelujah. And rebirth all the bonds in the name of Jesus Christ right now. Amen. According to Jeremiah 30:8. Amen. Oh, Lord, break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel, according to Psalm 2:9. Break the arm of the wicked, oh God, according to Psalm 10:15 in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Break their teeth, oh God. Hallelujah. In their mouths, oh God. Break the teeth of the young lions, oh God, according to Psalm 58:6. Let the oppressor be broken in pieces, according to Psalm 72:4. Let the arms of the wicked be broken, according to Psalm 37:17. Let the horns of the wicked be broken, according to Daniel 8:8. Let the kings of darkness be broken, according to Daniel 11:4. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let the foundation of the wicked be broken, according to Ezekiel 30:4. Amen. Let the kingdom of Babylon be broken, according to Jeremiah 51:58. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let all the bowels of the wicked be broken, oh God, according to Psalm 37:14. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break in peace the horse and the rider right now, according to Jeremiah 51:2. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Move mighty, Holy Spirit of the living God. We break in peace the chariot and the rider, according to Jeremiah 51:21. We break in peace the captains and the rulers, according to Jeremiah 51:23. Let your word, oh God, let your word, oh God, out of our mouth be like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. Amen. According to Jeremiah 23:29. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, break down every wall and break them by the enemy against our life and those in our family members, oh God, according to Ezekiel, your God, Hallelujah 13:14. We break down every altar erected by the enemy against our life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Hosea 10:2. Amen. Let the idols and images of the land be broken by your power, O Lord, according to Deuteronomy 7:5. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we break and disannul every demonic covenant made by our ancestors right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Isaiah 28:18. And we decree and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we continue on today in our lesson of fasting and breakthrough and deliverance, we thank God for breakthrough and deliverance at this time. We're going to continue to enter into our lesson. We're going to talk about now fasting destroys, and understanding that fasting destroys stubborn demons and strongholds. So if you go with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 20 to 21. Matthew, hallelujah, chapter 17, verse 7, I'm sorry, Matthew chapter 17, verse 20 through 21, Matthew 17, verses 20 through 21, and I'm reading out the New King James Version. If you're just now tuning in to our Saturday school lessons, we are still on the lesson of for breakthrough and deliverance. And we're talking about fasting that destroys stubborn demons and strongholds. And we're entering to Matthew chapter 17, verse 20 through 21. That's Matthew chapter 17, 20 through 21. The Bible says, so Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Amen. Verse 21 says, however, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Amen. By prayer and fasting. So God wants to break and destroy some stubborn stuff in your life right now. Deliverance from all your enemies is a benefit of walking in covenant with God. Amen. He wants to set you free from all the wiles of the devil, even the ones you think you will never be free of. I'm talking about stubborn problems that don't seem to move or break no matter how much you pray and war. Stuff that just doesn't seem to let go. A lot of people have become frustrated and discouraged because it just wears them out. But God has a plan for your deliverance, a way of escape out of the snares and traps of the enemy. The Lord says in 2 Corinthians 6:2, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Look now is the accepted time. Look now is the day of salvation. The book of Exodus 14:13 says, do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance, and the Lord will bring you today. Amen. It says in Exodus 14:13, I'll say it again, do not be afraid, stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. Amen? Hallelujah. Today. Today. Can we say today? Today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I mentioned you all before, as we've been studying since last week, there are different kinds of demons. Even in chapter 2, there, that we were talking about earlier, some demons are very easy to cast out of your life. Some demons always put up a fight. It takes a lot more strength and anointing to break their power. In Matthew 17, there is the story of a man who brought his child to the disciples of Jesus, and they could not cure him. And I know we all heard that, or probably heard that, the scripture, read that scripture in Matthew 17:18-21. I'm going to read it for you again here today. Matthew 17:18-21. The Bible says, Jesus rebuked the demon and he came out of him, and the child was healed instantly. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast him out? Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. For truly I say to you, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you. However, this time does not go out except by prayer and fasting. So the scripture says this kind, which helps us know that there are different kinds of demons. Some demons are stronger than others. Some demons are more stubborn and defiant than others. There are a lot of reasons why a spirit can be stubborn in a person's life. Sometimes these things can be so deeply rooted, strong and stubborn, because not only have they been in your life, but they have also been in your family's lives for generations. Sometimes a demon in a person's life is like a plant that has a complex root system. The deeper the root goes in the soil, the harder it is to pull up the plant. And sometimes people have had spirits in their lives for so many years, and so they have developed strong root systems. My Lord, my God. So when they try to pull them out, they don't come out by just tugging on them. They need to get in the root system and cut it and pull them out. So if you have a green thumb or have done any gardening, I know my mom used to do a little bit of gardening when I was a teenager. I remember your mama doing some gardening, planting some stuff in the front yard when we was on Main Street. So I know you know a little bit. My grandfather, he would do gardening. He had in the backyard, he planted tomatoes and I think bell peppers or something, or cabbage. But he used to do a bit of gardening himself. And so then if you've done any of that, then you know all weeds are not the same. You can come across a weed and pull and pull, and that weed will not budge. It's been there so long, its roots go deep into the soil. So when I say stubborn, I'm not referring to stubbornness, which is a demon in itself. I'm referring to a spirit that is very difficult to remove. Jesus gives us the key, which is prayer and fasting. So if you are having any of these issues in your life, I believe that prayer and fasting are the way to break their power and drive them out of your life. There is just no way around it. Amen? That thing just keeps coming up and coming up. I don't care how much time it is. It just will not break. It just will not come out. Hallelujah. Some of us are dealing with a Goliath. You know about the story of David and Goliath. We're facing Goliaths in our life. So when we face stubborn demons and strongholds, it's as if we are facing Goliaths. So all of Israel was intimidated by Goliath, the giant, because he was a giant. He challenged anybody to come down and fight him for 40 days and 40 nights. He challenged somebody to come down and fight him for 40 days and 40 nights. Can you imagine? Nobody met the challenge until David showed up. David said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine who would dare to defy the armies of the living God? I'll go and fight him." And you can read for yourself, go to scripture in 1 Samuel 17 and 26. You can write that down and go and see in 1 Samuel 17 and 26. David was a fighter. And I pray the spirit of David will come upon you in this hour, upon each of us that's on the line today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every time a Goliath stands up and challenges you, I pray that you will say, "God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." And as David did, may you not only kill the enemy, but also cut off his head. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Think about David's weapons. He tried to use a king's armor, but it was too big and heavy. He went to battle with his own little slingshot. Amen. A slingshot against a giant. You know, sometimes the weapons God gives us to fight with and defeat the enemy are most unusual. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, according to 2 Corinthians 10, hallelujah, verse 4. See, use the weapons of praise, amen. Use the weapons of worship. Use the weapon of the word, amen. Use the weapon of prayer and fasting. Declare, "I am not trying to do this in my flesh," amen. God, I pray, I fast, I humble myself before you. I know that it is not by might nor by power, but by your spirit of the Lord, that every mountain be removed from my life, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it is time to be free from every stubborn devil and stubborn person who tries to keep you from doing what God has called you to do. Stand up and say, "No, devil, this time will leave." Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will pray and fast and get my breakthrough, because I will not allow anything to stop me from doing what God has assigned for me to do. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope, church. One of my favorite scriptures is, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life." Proverbs 13 and 12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desires come, it is a tree of life. In other words, when you have hope for something to come to pass, when it keeps getting deferred, you get discouraged and feel like giving up. But when the desire comes and you get what you had been hoping and believing for, you feel alive and invigorated. Amen. You feel fulfilled. The Bible calls this a tree of life. Amen. See, one of the keys to enjoying life, the abundant life, and enjoying the life in God is to have your hopes come to pass. When you are always left in a place of hoping, this deferral turns into hopelessness, discouragement, frustration, depression, and torment. When people can't seem to get breakthrough in particular areas, they just give up. Some have left church or left God because these things that they were hoping would break through was a stubborn and would not move in their lives. But I am committed to seeing stubborn demons and strongholds destroyed right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. No matter how strong or stubborn a demon is, God still has all power. Amen. See, one of the most defiant and stubborn animals is the mule. If the mule doesn't want to do something, you can make them do it. They just dig in. You have to drag them. My prayer is that through, hallelujah, this lesson, these Saturday school lessons, and others to follow, hallelujah, I am giving you tools and strategies from God to deal with mule's donkey demons and all those demons that say no when you say come out. Sometimes they say no before you even say come out. They will come out in the name of Jesus through prayer and fasting. Amen. That is my prayer for today for us, all that's on the line right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Know that God has all power. Amen. You got to decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that you have the resurrection power working on the inside, because greater is he, Jesus, that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen. And that we're overcomers through Christ Jesus. We can decree and declare victory right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare victory over our prayer life right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So as we wrap up here, I want to pray prayers to break seven demons and strongholds off our lives. Amen. Again, I thank you all for joining me here in our Saturday school led lessons. I like that. Seven Sunday school. On Sunday mornings, we have our Saturday school lessons at 12. Amen. And remember, it's a time to ask questions and give comments, you know, interact, you know. If you wrote down a scripture or you want to reiterate something, we want to hear from you. We invite you to open up and speak. Amen. We don't want you to leave here. So I wonder what, you know, what the pastor mean by that. What it, you know, was it more to that? Or, you know, going in depth with it. We want to hear from you. Amen. This is the time for that. Because when we're in church, we don't have the time to, you know, break down everything to the finest and answer questions and allow comments to be given from everyone that's in church service. So now is the time, amen, that God's given us set aside for us to come and receive you and be poured into and a chance to elaborate on the lesson at hand. So we just thank God, amen, for one more time. We thank God for revelation and knowledge and wisdom, amen, all that we received on today and more to come by faith. Being changed, amen, from all that we learn. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are changed by the word that went forth on today. Hallelujah, receiving the revelation, knowledge, wisdom from our Heavenly Father. Yahweh God, we thank you. Let us pray, Heavenly Father, we thank you as we decree and declare, oh God, your goodness operating through and about our life, oh God, that we have the resurrection power working on the inside, oh God. Lord, we ask that you increase us in strength right now, increase us in patience, oh God, increase our faith, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, it's you that give the power, oh God, and we just want to say thank you for your resurrection power right now that's working on the inside, that we can decree a thing and it shall be established in this earth. So right now, by faith in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind, rebuke, and cast out every stubborn demon that would attempt to stubbornly hold on to our life and those in our family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every stubborn stronghold and command it to yield to the power of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we put pressure on every stubborn demon and stronghold and break its grip in our life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Matthew 15 and 13, we uproot every stubborn root from our life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Judges 1 and 19, we command every stubborn, hallelujah, stubborn iron-like yoke to shatter and break right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for, Lord, we break the power of every proud, stubborn, and arrogant demon that exalts itself against Christ, and we command it to be abased. In the name of Jesus Christ, we break the power of all iniquity in our family that will stubbornly attempt to control our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against all obstinate demons and break their influence in our lives and those in our family. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we rebuke all stubborn habitual patterns of failure and frustration right now in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we rebuke all stubborn pharaohs that will attempt to hold God's people, and we command you to let God's people go. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind and rebuke all stubborn enemies who stubbornly oppose us in our progress right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we rebuke all stubborn demons that would attempt to resist the power of God and the authority that we, hallelujah, that we have through Christ Jesus, and we render you powerless to resist us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every persistent pattern that limits us, and we render powerless against us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in our faith, there is nothing impossible through faith, and we release our faith against every stubborn and obstinate demon, and we resist you steadfastly in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Matthew 19 and 26, hallelujah, we weaken and break down and pressure every stubborn demon and stronghold. You're getting weaker and weaker, and we're getting stronger and stronger. We exercise long war against you until you are completely defeated and destroyed from our lives and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we lay siege against every stubborn stronghold through prayer and fasting until your walls come down. In the name of Jesus Christ, we use the battering rams of prayer and fasting to demolish all the gates of every stubborn, hallelujah, stronghold in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let every Jericho wall fall through our praise, oh God. And we, as we lift up our voice as a trial, up a trumpet, oh God, against you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, let every demonic stump be removed from our life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break the will of every stubborn spirit that would attempt to remain in our life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You have no will to remain. Your will is broken and destroyed. You must submit to the name of Jesus and the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come against all stubborn demons and strongholds in our family that have refused to leave. And we assault every demonic fortress that has been built for generations in the name of Jesus Christ. We rebuke every stubborn mule and bull of Bashan from our life in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your will against us in the name of Jesus Christ. You are defeated and must bow to the name and above all names. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare the mighty name of Jesus Christ according to Isaiah 10:27. The anointing is increasing in our life through prayer and fasting, and every stubborn yoke is being destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. God bless everyone today. May you continue to be blessed, amen, by our Heavenly Father, Yahweh. I speak blessings and favor upon your life right now and the protection of God around you and your family and household. May it be done unto you as you believe and receive on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. God keep you. If anyone has any comments or questions at this time as we wrap up here today in our Saturday school led lessons, let this be the opportunity now that you take to ask any questions or have any comments. Press one. Amen. 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 Brother Warren, Minister Warren Green, do you have any questions or comments when we wrap up today?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, I just want to say I've been wonderfully blessed by this word today. I was in prayer in my word earlier today, and it was just confirmation. Everything was confirmation.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you, Minister Lundgren. We thank God for you, and we look forward to seeing everyone in Sunday service on tomorrow. God bless. God keep you. Sister Dilly, you don't have any questions today? I haven't opened up your line. You normally have something to say. Sister Dilly, you don't have any questions or comments today?
I had, but my comment is thank you for the lesson. I said open
okay.
up, but I understand the prayer and the fasting. You just can't ask God to deliver you from some of you praying for sickness or illness if you're not doing your work too, and you have to believe when you pray and fast. You got to read his
Amen.
Word.
Yes, Lord.
That's my, and thank you
yes,
for the
Lord.
Lesson today.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. Amen. That is my wife, you all, Sister Dilla was saying, and we just say thank you for your comment. Amen. Hallelujah. May you all be filled today. Amen. Overflowing with God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Comforter, God of our hope. We thank God. God bless you, Lord, as we leave this call, but never your presence. Lord, we ask that you continue to be with us, God, as we direct us through this day, oh God, until we meet again, oh God. We thank you and we love you. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray that we come together, that we're saved. God bless you. God keep you. Remember, Jesus is Lord and the devil is defeated. Amen. You're already victorious in Christ. Walk in victory. Amen. Throughout this day and all the days of your life, walk in victory. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
One time,
one time,
ooh, I just want to hear him say, well.
for me.
One time.
That's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't wait till I see ya.
One time.
One. You gave me my gift, gon' have it back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, Gold Mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Yeah.